This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Climate talks in Cancun, Mexico, ended early this morning with a modest agreement that keeps the teetering United Nations process alive. It seemed at some points during the two-week negotiations that this international effort would simply collapse. Instead, delegates managed to achieve a few successes, but scientists say not nearly enough. NPR's Richard Harris joins us in our studios. Richard, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Good morning.
And first, what did the delegates deliver in Cancun?
Well, the good news first. I guess there was a deal on forestry, and this provides a mechanism to reward countries if they preserve, particularly tropical forests. Let's remember that forests soak up carbon dioxide, and in fact, cutting them down contributes to about 20% of carbon emissions. So if you can figure out ways to slow deforestation or even regrow forests, that's good. That's a very good measure for global warming. Also, the delegates agreed to a new fund to help the poor nations of the world adapt to a changing climate and also to develop using cleaner energy sources. Now, that fund is supposed to ramp up to about $100 billion a year by the year 2020. And even though they figured out how to structure the fund, they did not figure out where the money was going to come from. They've been talking about maybe taxing jet fuel or fuel for ships, but that did not come out of these talks.
How far did they get on efforts to slow emissions of carbon dioxide and other gases that build up in the atmosphere?
Well, not very far at all. Optimists would say, though, that the progress here was simply preventing the whole enterprise from falling apart altogether. Let me take you back to Kyoto in 1997. And at that meeting, nations agreed to legally binding measures that would start to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions. But you may recall the U.S. never signed up to that. And other big emitters like China actually didn't have any obligations under the Kyoto Protocol. So it was finally at this meeting in Cancun, both Japan and Russia said, look, if that's the best that Kyoto is going to offer, we don't want to participate anymore. We don't want to cut our emissions based under the Kyoto Protocol anymore. That, however, was very upsetting to some people in the developing world because that's the only thing that's really binding obligations that are out there. And there was a feeling that if that rift wasn't resolved in Cancun, the whole talks could have actually just crumbled up. But what happened was they agreed to essentially kick that disagreement down the road.
Well, and that brings up the huge expectations that were built up last year when world leaders, including President Obama, gathered in Copenhagen for these talks. And so little came of it. How did that affect this year's meetings in Cancun?
Well, I think one thing was expectations were a whole lot lower for these meetings. And I talked this morning to Elliot Duringer, who is from the Pew Center for Global Climate Change. He's actually at the talks in Cancun. And he says that in his view, the talks took on a much more realistic tone.
For too long, the almost exclusive focus in this process has been getting binding commitments. It's almost been binding or nothing. And as a result, we've gotten nothing for a long time. And this time, they were ready to go forward with some incremental steps that aren't going to solve the problem, but are at least going to move us forward.
Duringer said that maybe someday the world will return to this idea that everyone makes actual pledges that they keep in terms of reducing emissions. But that's out of reach right now, he says, and at least they're doing something.
Let me raise a question, Richard, which I come to think of it, we've raised in a number of realms. So what do UN talks do? What do they accomplish?
Well, at least in this case, what the talks are doing is they're establishing an agreement that something needs to be done. Not necessarily ways to accomplish it, but there is sort of a global agreement now that the world should not heat up more than 2 degrees centigrade. That's about 3.5 degrees Fahrenheit. And when you're thinking of a global average, that's actually a lot more heating than that's really actually very substantial heating. So they've agreed at least to that principle. But what they haven't figured out how to do is how to essentially get everyone on the same page to figure out how to do it. It's really hard because basically what you're talking about is phasing out fossil fuels between now and 2050, by and large. And there's sort of the metabolism of the global economy. It's an enormous challenge. And getting people at least to say, yeah, we ought to do it is a step in the right direction. And the fact that they haven't figured out how they're going to do it, well, I guess we understand that.
NPR's Richard Harris, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.